Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Here's how you should not approach a woman. Approach mistake number one, trying to be friends first with women. You could be friends and you could work together or whatever. It's okay. But don't just be like, I'm the one who's here for you and all the emotional stuff, because you want to avoid falling into the friend zone and being the nice guy. A lot of guys make this mistake. They become your best friend. They become your confidant. You never make it known that you even are like her or you're interested in her. So she assumes you don't like her, and then she does make you her friend and you're in the friend zone. And it's very hard for a guy to get out of the friend zone. So I would not try to be friends first.
The only benefit of the friend zone is to maybe meet her friends. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to be that guy and, like, exactly, you guys don't have the chemistry and you end up being friends,
exactly,
it could be a ticket somewhere else.
She might not be interested in you, but exactly. So you should never just diss her. Like, she could – I mean, a lot of people – I mean, one of the top ways people meet people besides online dating is through mutual friends.
Yeah.
I've met a ton of guys I've dated because I was at a party and their friends of friends were there. Okay, number two, approach mistake number two, trying to come up with the perfect pickup line or some other clever and impressive way to get her interested in you. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do the pickup line. No. Just don't. Just be yourself. Like, if you're standing in a museum, you could be like, wow, that painting is an amazing painting. It sounds stupid, but that's what you can do. And that's just like talk to people. Everyone wants to talk. Everyone wants to have a connection with someone.
Or even just imagine what would you want her to say to you. Like, you're not going to expect her to give you some pickup line.
Exactly. Right. Approach mistake number three, not having some techniques and tools, a utility belt to help you. You should have a plan going into it or your tongue might get tied. So think about what you're going to say beforehand, but you don't need too much of a plan or a perfect or like a pickup line. But just know, like, I've got this confidence. I'm going to go in there. I'm just going to be like, what, you know, enjoying the weekend. How do you like the show? It's kind of loud in here, isn't it? I mean, whatever it is, just. And there's also a rule, they say, with all the pickup artists and whatever, that you shouldn't – there's like the 30-second rule or something. Mm-hmm. If you walk into a bar – or I always say bar, but if you walk into anywhere, laundromat, I don't care, and you see someone that you find attractive, you should approach them right away, because then you seem sort of like you made eye contact and then you didn't and then you went away and then you just seem less confident. Mm-hmm. But if you see someone that you're attracted, like, just go up and be like, hey, what's up? Like, it's kind of like, it's just, I think it just shows more confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I'm sure people in the room are going to notice that too.
Exactly. Okay. Not approach mistake number four, not qualifying the woman. Qualifying is the process of figuring out if a woman meets your criteria and requirements, which is something that most guys do not do. So meaning that you might not even be interested in her, but you're talking to her.
Yeah, what is that? Why
I guess
are you
it's
doing
like,
that?
Yeah, like why?
Just, if you're a nice guy, maybe if you're a nice guy, it's okay.
Yeah.
But why go up to a girl you're not interested
exactly.
in?
Exactly. If you're not interested, I mean, to practice, I have no problem with you practicing and just talking to women that you're not interested in. But if you're really interested, I just think this leads down the wrong. I mean, people think they're interested in people, but it's like not for the right reasons always.
Right.
Okay. Approach mistake number five, not having an exit strategy. When you meet a woman, you need a good plan to get that conversation, to get into a conversation first, but you also need a good plan for leaving when things are at a high point. So you should always leave when things are going well and be like, hey, this was so great talking to you. Let me get your number. And then you leave.
Right.
Bonus approach mistake number six, asking a woman out too soon. I don't know. You really shouldn't ask a woman out the first time you meet her. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know about it.
I think that you could be like, we should do this again sometime. You don't have to be like, hey, next weekend there's a specific thing I want to do. But like, I'd love to see you again. Hopefully we'll see each other again soon. And these days with Facebook and social networking, like, there's so easy to find people that it's like.
You know what I think is a really good thing to do is, like, if you go somewhere frequently or if you are like, hey, I'm going to this next weekend, I'll let you know what
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You meet somewhere at a place and maybe you're going to another concert, like, bring it up so that you can run into each other again there, but you don't have to go together.
Exactly. That's good. Okay, making her feel comfortable around you. These are the last things I have to say. There are particular motions and gestures you can use to make her feel comfortable and improve your chance with your lady. If done with a sense of class and timing, for example, when you're walking through a crowd, say at a bar or concert, shield her with your arm around her shoulder, at least a hand on her back.
So I love
be
that.
The man. I love that too. When a man's like, I've got you, we're going, we're moving.
Yeah.
You're in my orbit. Be polite, but don't soften your demeanor. In an attempt not to offend or bother her with your masculine presence, she's actually attracted to men, so you have nothing to worry about here. So be polite, but don't be soft.
Yeah, don't be the soft guy. Just be yourself.
Exactly. Play it cool, literally. Don't make sudden grandiose gestures, change the tone or volume of your voice abruptly, and or let your mood swing rapidly from one place to another.
Oh, the big old animated guy that you didn't know he was going to be animated.
Exactly.
And then it's like he's the center of the bar, and he's like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he's trying too hard. And he's like insecure. Exactly.
You shouldn't keep my attention that way.
Always take the opportunity to be chivalrous. Opening doors and pulling out chairs go a long way. I totally agree. Guys don't do this anymore, but when a guy does open the door or walks around to my side of the car or, like, comes to my door to pick me up, like, I think those things mean a lot.
They stand out.
They totally stand out because no one does anymore.
No one else is going to do it. That's going to be – shy guy, that's your strength.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Don't be a yes man. If she talks about how much she loves disco and strawberry daiquiris, you do not have that in common with her. Just don't say you do just to gain approval. In fact, saying that you like that stuff is more likely to backfire than to help your attraction. Go ahead and tell you prefer Guinness and AC/DC. Stay true to your personality and to your opinions and speak your mind, all in a civilized manner, of course. And I have to say, the men that when I was like thinking about the show and I was like, who's been the most, like, why have I dated the men I've dated? What did they do that was so, you know, that was so alluring to me? And I think it's just the guys who are confident, they state their opinion. They own their space, they own their room, and they're comfortable, and they're not pandering to me, they're not kissing my ass, they're not looking at me and not saying anything.
Or snapping at the waitress,
yes. If a man snaps at the waitress, don't be mean to anyone around you, and don't criticize people. Don't just sit around and be catty and be like, what about that chick over there? That stuff does not work at all. So just be yourself. Think about – I always – one final thing is that if you don't know who this person – you're reading this, you're like, yeah, but I don't really get it. Think of how you are when you're hanging out with your best guy friends, okay? Not like when you're at the porn clubs or the strip clubs, but when you're like hanging out with your guy friends and you're home and you're – whatever you do with your friends, that's probably when you're the most confident. Think about what that feeling is. What that feels like to be confident in your own body, and then translate that into when you move out into the world.
Can I share a listener's tip?
Yes.
Damien on Facebook says, the first thing I usually say is that I'm Facebook friends with Emily Morse. They seem to like that.
Oh, that's
what
sweet.
What a sweetie.
That's sweet. Yes, you can drop my name anytime. That's really sweet. Friends with Emily. Love it. Okay, everyone. That's what we got for you today. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. And remember, we've got go like me on Facebook. Go like my Sex with Emily page, because I promise you we are giving away every single day a free 3-month membership to Sex with Emily. So you can get 4 shows a week and all the benefits of being a Friends Benefits member. So do that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.